Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wolf, we have information. An arrest has been made in the investigation
here
in Boston.
The suspect that was identified has now been arrested.
I was told by a Boston law enforcement source, we got it. There's clearly something afoot today, and now you have people who are out there pulling back some.
We're getting some conflicting reports about an arrest.
Not so much that we have misunderstood, but that there has been a misunderstanding.
At this point, it appears that people who have been reliable sources to us in the past 48 hours either were giving us inaccurate information or got out ahead of themselves on something.
The information has been dribbling and drabbling. There's obviously been a lot of confusion.
You know, we don't know what's right or not right at this point, and as Anderson always says, you don't want to go down the road of speculation wrongfully.
This federal law enforcement source that just communicated with said significant progress has been made, but no arrest. Anyone who says an arrest is ahead of themselves.
That's kind of a highlight reel of how CNN announced this week that an arrest had been made in the Marathon bombing, followed by several instances of confusion, backtracking, leading them to eventually announce that there were no arrests. Pretty good example of all the bad news coverage brought about by, what do you think, the forces that are brought to bear on trying to be first. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the week ending Friday, April 19th. It's in focus. Let's run down all the top 10 hits from number 10 to number 1, determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com. Death of Pat Summerall comes in at number 10. Number 9, the battle over budget numbers, the president's requests, et cetera, et cetera. Price of gold is number 8. Number 7, the explosion of that fertilizer plant. Number 6, North Koreans' movements this week. Audrey Pott case and her death is number 5. D.C. Ricin letters number 4. Immigration reform number 3. Gun legislation activity number 2. And the Boston Marathon bombing is top of the list at number 1. Here's Talk Host John gambling with Rudy Giuliani about whether it's time to just accept this kind of thing is going to happen, even here in America.
Have we gotten to the point where we just need to accept this?
No, of course not. You never accept this. First of all, John, let's step back for a second and realize it's been 11 years, and we've had, you know, arguably two, right? Major Hassan in Fort Hood, which this administration keeps refusing to identify as an Islamic terrorist attack. Absurd, because the guy was yelling Allah Akbar. He had been reading jihadist literature for 3 years, and he was under some kind of instruction from Malawi. So that was a
he was polluted.
Yeah, I mean, what do we want to know about this attack? We want to know who did it and why they did it, right?
Of course.
So I can tell you about Fort Hood, who did it, Hassan. Why did he do it? Because he's an Islamic distorted believer. Now, is that true here? I don't know. And we'll find out. This could be politically based, religiously based, or it could just be insanity.
Yeah,
just don't know. No,
you're absolutely right. And do you read the tea leaves? And I don't mean to put you in an uncomfortable position, but do you read the tea leaves that at the moment the FBI at all really don't have much of a clue?
Well, that's certainly a logical deduction from what they've been saying, right? The only thing I know from having conducted many, many investigations with the FBI and the NYPD, including terrorism investigations, more than a few times we put out false information. And I think it's perfectly legit. If I was looking for somebody that I didn't want to leave Boston or America, I would sure as heck not want them to know I'm 2 minutes away from catching him. So,
you know, that's a point that I don't think I'd heard before this, and I should have thought of it myself, because it's pretty obvious that if you are the person responsible, you're not going to hang around necessarily.
Now, I have to say, you know, that used to be a law enforcement discipline that was more prevalent in the era where media wasn't all over these guys, where they felt the necessity, you know, to give out every piece of information. There's much more of a feeling that you got to let the public know everything right away. I believe sometimes that's a terrible mistake, because surprise is the element to really solving these things. So I don't know if they're that far away, but that could all end in 1 second if somebody walks in with a videotape that just happens to have somebody very suspicious on it, and I've seen that happen too. I mean, people took video of that event. I'm not sure every single one of them has looked at all that video yet. And I'm not even sure if they looked at it, if they would understand it. So that's going to be flooding into the Boston police and to the FBI. And it's going to take days to go through that. And I've seen cases where you just get lucky and they're all of a sudden, they're just shot.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Doug Stephanie are counting up the top 10 radio topics this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Boston Marathon bombing number one. Here are our hosts, Phil Ciancola and Jim LaBelle, talking about the FBI releasing photos of the two suspects and the role social media has played in the follow-up, the investigation, the capture.
We are in the studio together, just fascinated with, I think...
The Duzafruder film.
Yeah, you nailed it. This is now a part of the American experience. This
yellow
little
balloon woman preceding the two guys walking down the streets with backpacks. This is fascinating.
I mean, I just can't stop looking at it, how these guys, one in front of the other, just calmly walking with those backpacks, and they knew what they were about to do, and, you know, nobody around them. Boy, oh, boy.
And then you got to wonder, how many cameras are watching me today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a different world now. Yeah, I bet you they weren't counting on this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're in disguise.
From what I can see, although you were telling me during the news about how it's not just people looking at...
Well, they're not just asking people to identify these people.
Right.
They will take angles of the nose, distance between the eyes, distance from the chin to the tip of the nose, width of the head, height of the head, all those kinds of things. How low do the ears, on... Because they've probably got lots of different shots of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will enter those descriptors into a picture search program and turn that baby loose on government records of passport photos, driver's license photos,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then turn it loose on the internet, baby, on Facebook,
right? Yeah,
Pinterest.
Yeah, I mean
Flickr.
You can't in this day and age. You can't hide. I mean, what are these guys going to do?
Surveillance. I mean, they will get those parameters out to any law enforcement agency that has databases of photos or video that can enter those kind of things, and the computer will find it. It will find matches, and then they can start refining it down. Nope, that's not him. That's not him. That might be him. That's not him.
Then they start looking up addresses and knocking on doors.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Or maybe not knocking.
Mr. Canicola.
Yeah. I mean, really, put yourself in their shoes right now. What do you do? You can't. What would you do? I can't imagine where they're cowering right now.
First, what are you thinking?
To begin with, well, yeah. But I do you kill yourself? Yeah, maybe you do. There's
maybe
not going to be a good end. Yeah, it could be.
I saw a posting on Facebook today. It's like, okay, you're trying to disrupt people that have trained to run 26.3 miles. Mm. You picked on the wrong people.
Talk host Gene Mueller and Jody Becker with Al Tompkins from Media Matters about CNN relaying contradictory information about whether a suspect had been arrested or even identified to the point of when they make the announcement.
CNN had to walk back a story that a suspect had been arrested. Probably the biggest mistake we've seen out of the major media so far this week in covering this breaking news. How does that happen?
I don't know how it happened. I can't wait to find out how it happened. What I'm guessing, and take this for a pure guess, but what I'm guessing is because it was not just CNN, it was also Fox, it was AP, it was Time Magazine, it was the Boston Globe. My guess is that somebody at a pretty high level said that there had been an arrest and then backed up pretty quick, because CNN had sources both at the federal level and at the local level. And AP is, as you well know, quite well known for being pretty conservative on these things. My guess is, and again, it's just a guess. I don't have inside information on this one. My guess is they got led that way by somebody at a pretty high level who couldn't back it up.
Just curious your opinion, you know, whether it's their fault for making the mistake or not, how long does it take to repair a reputation after something like this?
Well, look, it's not like we had goodwill to spare here. This comes on the heel of similar kinds of problems from various media on Sandy Hook. You will all remember the Obamacare initial misreporting that was done by Fox and CNN. I mean, we don't have goodwill and reputation to spare here, and I don't know how you repair distrust or harm except to be as clear as you can about what happened. One of my disappointments so far is that we still don't know how this happened and what can be done to solve it. But what I do reject, and I've heard various people have asked me, you know, isn't this just the rush to be first? And I can tell you, and I can tell you this because I was at CNN Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. I was there all day Tuesday, and I can tell you, that's not the mentality in that newsroom. It's not the mentality of the people who are leading that newsroom. Let's be first, first, first. I mean, it is, let's be right, let's be trustworthy, and so on. They wouldn't have gone with this if they hadn't had an extraordinarily reliable piece of information. There's something that went catastrophically wrong. And I just don't know what it was.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus to gun legislation and immigration reform on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here at number two on the countdown this week. Gun legislation activity. Host Peter Tilden with Wayne Slater from the Dallas Morning News about the latest gun control bill, which failed in the Senate, as you may know, this week.
So the gun control, the background check bill, obviously did not get enough votes in the Senate. But let me, you know, I didn't think it would, because if you know that it's going to be killed in the GOP-controlled House, you're really, most senators would not risk the vote on something they know that's not gonna happen anyway. Why stick your neck out for that, correct?
Well, that's right. I mean, but if they had had a chance to pass this in the Senate, I think you would have gotten the votes to do it. What really happened is, as it became clear that you weren't gonna have enough votes in the Senate then to pass it, then you began to see people flake and go away. But no question, you're exactly right. Even if it had passed in the House, and again, we're now talking about, there was a whole series of amendments, but the one we're talking about was the Manchin-Toomey proposal, which was the expanding background checks to gun shows and online. When that appeared to be going down, then the air was out of the balloon.
Yeah, the rats started jumping off the ship. And also, people keep saying to me, well, but 90% of the public is behind it. And I keep saying to them, they don't care about it. They care about getting reelected, and a lot of rural states have bigger voices than 90% of the public, you know, when it comes to voting and getting reelected.
Yeah, I mean, again, especially when you talk about the House, but in this case, you're talking about the Senate, and so a national vote means, I mean, a national attitude, a survey nationally isn't insignificant, but it is not the controlling factor here. It's what are folks in your own particular state?
Exactly.
And that's why you have Democrats as well, some Democrats, a handful of Democrats in key Second Amendment states that are voting the way that they are.
Immigration reform is number three in the countdown. From this week's Hold Their Feet to the Fire conference in Washington, host Mark Reardon talks to Dan Stein, the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR, about the just proposed immigration bill.
There are some different dynamics this time around, and you've talked about the different bills in years past, which have not gone anywhere because there's been a lot of opposition. But when you have Marco Rubio and some other Republicans, key Republicans, on board with this, what are your thoughts?
Well, I hope they read the bill. Look, any bill that's been drafted in secret
you know, with eight senators in secret. I don't know who appointed this particular group, this gang. But,
the gang of eight.
They drafted in secret, and then they introduced it at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, you know, when obviously people are distracted with other things if they're not asleep. And then the president says, pass this sucker before anyone can read it. Tells you there must be some pretty awful stuff in there.
Well, the word that obviously gets used quite often with this is amnesty. You're concerned about
amnesty. Mainstream media is in the bag for pushing amnesty. Oh, we got to let everybody stay. What do you mean, everybody? Everybody? Well, almost everybody. Well, where do you draw the line? Well, I don't know. You got to draw the line somewhere. How about yesterday? How about a year ago? How about this?
Every time a bill comes up like this, and by the way, and this one is the same, it's very convoluted, very, very difficult to understand. I mean, Ira Melman from Fair yesterday on with me sort of promoting this trip, and I played a clip from Marco Rubio from Fox News on Sunday. And ordinarily, Marco Rubio is not too difficult to understand, but he was very confused because I don't think he understands his own bill.
Well, he's wrapped. Talk about walking into a political buzzsaw. I mean, if this guy has national aspirations, he needs to work on a different issue than this one because this one will cut up. Let's face it. This bill is going to reward illegality because it's a mass amnesty. Will it control the borders in the future? No way. It relies on an attestation from Napolitano, who's already said, you know, nobody can rely on her to enforce the law. Ultimately, it's going to flood the labor market with more foreign labor, and it's not going to protect American workers, drive down wages and working conditions, while rewarding illegality. Now, there's some efforts in here to start tying the numbers coming in the future with labor market conditions, but come on, in 2007, the unemployment rate was low, and, you know, we had relatively decent fiscal situation. Now we have U6 rates, 22 million Americans looking for
full-time different
work.
Very different situation.
The fiscal situation is a disaster. And McCain is going, well, the public mood has changed. No, the only thing that's changing is the public's not being told the truth about what's in the bill.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we go back onto the root of concern, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the weekending Friday, the 19th of April. Number four in the countdown as we move up to number 10, the D.C. Ricin letters. Jim Avila from ABC reports on the arrest of the suspect accused of sending these Ricin letters.
As hazmat suited inspectors today gathered evidence, perhaps linked to a poison-laced letter addressed to the President of the United States, another to a Mississippi senator. Federal sources tell ABC News they have arrested a suspect from Tupelo, Mississippi, a scare that stopped mail delivery on Capitol Hill this week.
All staff and other personnel are directed to avoid this area until further notice.
The fear, ricin, easily made from castor beans by would-be bioterrorists.
If you ingested enough of it, it could be very damaging, and it could kill you.
Two letters, one addressed to President Obama, another to Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, showed initial positive results for ricin in not always reliable field tests. The letters never reached the White House or Capitol.
The mail sent here is screened, and that these tests are undertaken at remote sites to mitigate the risk.
The first addressed to Senator Wicker was stopped in suburban Maryland, 10 miles from its intended target on Capitol Hill. The second letter to the White House was intercepted 6.5 miles away on a military base in the outskirts of D.C. A third post office sorting facility suffered possible contamination to its filtering system from an unknown source, some 10 miles from downtown Washington. Protections, including air sensors at screening centers, set up after the anthrax attacks in 2001 that killed 5 Americans and injured 17 others in this country's worst ever bioterrorist attack. It happened just after 9/11. Today's apparent attempt, so close to another incident of domestic terror, is an eerie reminder of those frightening days. The letters to President Obama and the senator from Mississippi were both signed with the initials KC, which matches the name of the man arrested in Tupelo, Mississippi.
The Audrey Pott case is number five on the countdown. Here's host Bill Handel talking about Audrey Pott, the high school student who was raped by three boys, who then took cell phone photos, spreading them around the social media to the extent that they went viral. and Audrey posting on Facebook that her life was ruined, and then she committed suicide.
This high school student, Audrey Pott, was raped, allegedly raped by three guys at a party. She got drunk, seriously drunk, to the point where she passed out, which that's just lovely. What, 15 years old? How's that for special? And then there is a photo, cell phone photos, of the, not the rape taking place per se, but the aftermath of the rape, where the three guys are throwing their thumbs, one of them throwing the thumbs in the air, is this, yes! And enough to nail these guys, if you will. Not enough to prove this is the rape that happened. It wasn't the video of the actual rape, but enough so they can put the dots together. And what ended up happening is that quote went viral. The teenager, Audrey, wrote on her Facebook after the videos, after the photos went viral or went out to classmates, she wrote on her Facebook page, "This was the worst day ever." And she wrote, "The whole school knows my life is like ruined now." 8 days later, she hanged herself. Now, the Audrey Pott Foundation, which was formed last week by the supporters of Audrey, first of all, are organizing a candlelight vigil for her later this week. And on their Facebook page, the foundation is repeating allegations by the Pott family attorney that the suspects involved, the three guys, destroyed evidence after the alleged assault. The police have not commented yet on those allegations. According to that Facebook page, the foundation says, "We suspect the boys, who we believe are responsible for Audrey's death, took deliberate steps to destroy evidence and interfere with the police investigation. If students have information about this crime, if they saw pictures or know anything that will assist in bringing these young men to justice, please come forward." In the meantime, the suspect's three attorneys said in a statement, when there's a criminal trial going on, you have multiple defendants, there's always different attorneys because of the conflicts involved. The three attorneys said in a statement, "There has been much inaccurate reporting in the case." That statement reads, "Much of what has been reported over the last several days is inaccurate. Most disturbing is the attempt to link Audrey's suicide to the specific actions of these three boys." Further, the statement says, "None of the boys have ever been in trouble with the law before, and due to the juvenile nature of the proceedings, we believe it is inappropriate to comment further at this time." Well, other than the fact that, wait a sec, they've never been in trouble, and wait a minute, the reports over the last several days is inaccurate.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies,
1950s. Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary, risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2777. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 6 on the item list this week, North Korea. What are the boys and girls over there up to this week? Let's listen to talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about North Korea's latest threats, including their refusal to talk to the U.S. until sanctions are lifted.
So what we heard is that North Korea said that they are open to talks, but not as long as the United States is brandishing a nuclear stick. Mike, is that the first time they've even indicated that they'd be willing to talk?
Yes, Jane, it looks like the door is kind of cracking open here a little bit with regard to some kind of diplomacy on the Korean Peninsula. And I think we have to take this as a positive sign. It's at some level, again, communist country running the Lenin-Marxist playbook once again. But fundamentally, the fact that they are even saying that they're open to talks is words we haven't heard. And really, from the last 2 weeks, at least something moving forward towards some kind of dialogue taking place.
Hey, Mike, last week, I guess it was a week ago Tuesday, there were rumors Wednesday was the day that they were going to test fire these missiles that they had.
No, nothing at all. We've passed all of these kind of milestones that normally take place right now, and the only thing that's really left is this military operation that's taking place now. At this point, this operation gets much more intensified. It's due to end April 30th, and you're having what's called combined arms training now taking place. A lot of artillery, planes, sea vessels, and a much greater show of force is now taking place on these islands that are just off of South Korea's coast that North Korea sees as well. So that's kind of the last thing. That's one of the things they were complaining about yesterday also in their statement.
All right, so the fact that these exercises are keying up could have an effect that they open talks because they look at the might of these exercises and say, whoa, or they could just get really, really angry.
Yeah, they can get angry. I mean, they've seen these year after year, and this is the time when they do this. And so I don't think they're showing them anything different. I mean, we did send some B-2 bombers a couple of weeks ago over there. But this is just, kind of the way of posturing. Now, what happens in North Korea normally, from a seasonal perspective, is the farm season begins, and it begins pretty much about 1 May or so to till what's really left of what is not very arable ground there. So from their country's perspective, they actually go to work here 1 May doing an incredible amount of farming. That's what the Army does, in fact. So they've got about 2 more weeks left of this kind of posturing to really do anything at this point.
The explosion of a Texas fertilizer plant, number 7 on the countdown this week. Reporter Jim Forsyth has the story the morning after the explosion about the enormity of the fire. that this town in Texas, West Texas, basically destroyed much of the town, in fact.
The reason why those firefighters and public safety officials may be missing is that the firefighters were in the process of fighting the fire at a fertilizer plant, which is in West Texas, a town of 2,500 between Waco and Hillsboro, about 60 miles south of Dallas-Fort Worth. And while those firefighters were fighting the fire, the fertilizer plant exploded, and the explosion was so huge it registered on the Richter scale, which, as you know, measures earthquakes. They could hear it 20 miles away. The fire is still burning in West Texas. The latest numbers we have, and obviously everything is fluid on the ground right now, but we're talking 5 to 15 dead, 160 hospitalized, at least 12 of those in critical condition, and obviously far more than that injured in this horrible explosion. The community of West is essentially destroyed. There were people who lived several blocks from the explosion itself who are telling us that their houses are destroyed, that they've lost everything. There was a nursing home that was a scene of some heroic rescue efforts right in the middle of this. There were people who rushed into this nursing home, which had been completely obliterated, and managed to pull people out still alive. So we have some incredible tales of heroism coming from West Texas this morning. It's going to be a while before officials can get to the scene of this fire. It's still burning. There are no reports of any toxic substances being released into the air. It is a fertilizer fire, obviously, so we're probably looking at ammonium nitrate, which, as you recall, was the same substance that was used to blow up the federal building in Oklahoma City 18 years ago. There is no indication this was anything other than an accident. The police say it's being treated as a crime scene, but only that standard operating procedure. The ATF is on the scene. Several federal agencies which investigate chemical-related incidents are on their way, and they'll be on the scene of this fertilizer plant just as soon as they can get close enough to take a look at it. But everybody who is involved tells us it was certainly an accident. There's no indication of any sabotage or terrorism. It's just a horrible situation. It's very fluid, but the fire is still burning. People are still out of their homes and will be for some time. The media has not been allowed to get close to this area incident, but we're hearing tales of absolute devastation, as you can imagine.
Number 8 on the countdown, price of gold. You still have some in your portfolio. Here's host Preston Scott talking to financial analyst Ralph Benko about whether Monday's bombing had anything to do with the drop in the price of gold. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Preston. Thank you for having me back to the gold standard.
Well, here's the question. Is that something we want to be known by anymore?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The gold standard is different from gold as a speculative investment. Now, I want to ask your listeners, your millions of listeners, to sit down for a second because I am going to reveal a shocking fact.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody sitting down?
I hope so.
Price of anything, of any commodity, is determined by, wait for it, supply and demand.
Whoa.
Whoa, I know. Shocking, I know, but it's still a law of nature. And so we know about gold that the supply is virtually constant. It grows a little tiny bit and very regularly every year. That said, when we're off the gold standard like we are now, like Richard Nixon took us off in 1971, there is absolutely no reliable way to predict the demand. Therefore, investing in gold is speculative. For people who like to place big bets, go for it. But it's a speculation. It's not an investment because demand is inherently unknowable. Might go up, and with it, the price might go up. Might go down, and with it, the price might go down. China reached peak foreign exchange reserves 2 years ago. And when that happened, I began to wonder whether the escalation in the price of gold was going to continue or not. As for right now, it seems to have softened.
The price of gold.
Yeah.
What do you make of the reason why? Because, look, I don't have to tell you, with the events that happened Monday in Boston, with what's going on in North Korea, there are people out there that just say there are just too many things happening right now for it to be a coincidence. I'm staring at a story from The Guardian that says that, you know, gold is somehow connected to the just what's going on in the Eurozone as well as China's economy and then our own economy. What say you, sir, on why Monday the price just dropped right down right off the floor?
Because more people were selling than were buying. And why were they selling? You know, I don't know. And guess what? Nobody else knows either. Lots of people have theories. Lots of people have even educated guesses. But actually, nobody knows, and nobody can possibly know, which is why it is so important for us to restore the gold standard and restore a degree of predictability, stability, liberty, and prosperity to our economy.
Up next, the budget and the passing of Pat Summerall as we conclude this hour's Talk Radio Review.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 9 on the countdown, the battle over the budget. People love those terminology, a battle, it's a crisis, you know those words. Here's Louise at Bozigian talking to financial analyst Morris Reed. Reed says the economy would be in much better shape if politicians would get out of the way.
Heading into this year, there was all the talk about falling off the fiscal cliff, right, and the impact that the U.S. sequester would have on all of us. What is the impact? What is the impact then so far?
It seems much to do about nothing, yeah, as of right now. It seems like we continue to make these man-made situations, a lot of hype, a lot of hysteria, people getting out of control. I think the economy is fine if the politicians would just get out of the way. You know, the whole situation with Obamacare is creating winners and losers. I think there's a lot of opportunities in health care. If I was talking to my friends in Europe, I would say the biggest opportunity for Europeans in America is the PPP program. Obama has that Fix It First program. Europeans really have a lot of experience in public-private partnerships, whereas Americans don't. That's a real opportunity for European companies.
You're saying the Americans could learn from the English system, for an example?
Absolutely, and I think there's a lot of opportunities. The president said in his last State of the Union, I wanted to do a Fix It First program. Well, that means that the private sectors have to come in and do their part. Americans don't know how to do this thing per se. Mm. Europeans really have a head start. I think it's a real opportunity for Europeans to work in America.
So there's a lot of people that criticize the health care here in the UK and say, well, mm-hmm, you know, it's very old, it hasn't been updated, and and there still are some very large holes in it.
There are. There will always continue to be donuts. It's not a perfect situation. People will continue to fix it. But there's an opportunity. We're going to see companies sort of opting out and giving the American people the money in their hands. I think that's a real opportunity for companies similar to the 401k program. The healthcare system probably is going to move in that direction where Americans are going to be in charge of their health care, and that's an opportunity for business to step in and fill that gap. I think it's a tremendous opportunity for companies all over the world, particularly Europeans, again, who have a lot of experience in these type of programs.
Talk host Pat Campbell here with journalist Chris Yandek talking about what he thinks everybody should know about broadcast legend Pat Summerall, who passed this week.
What should people know about Pat Summerall and his days in the NFL being coached by some of the greats?
I think what people need to realize first when you look at Pat Summerall is that many people see the sports broadcaster, but beyond the sports broadcaster, there was the guy who played for the New York Giants and the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Cardinals. And he was coached when he was with the New York Giants. His offensive coordinator was a big name by the name of Vince Lombardi. And his defensive coordinator was named Tom Landry.
Wow.
So, you know, Pat Summerall was coached by the greats. He said when he was, you know, with Lombardi as his offensive coordinator, he learned no more than that about the game of football. And, you know, you would see him obviously go forward and see so much more in football, but that's where he really learned everything, was being, you know, under Vince Lombardi when he was playing for the Giants. And Lombardi, of course, was his offensive coordinator, as back in those days, Summerall played both on offense and defense.
How good of a player was he?
Well, Summerall, of course, was part of those New York Giants glory day teams who played in Yankee Stadium, you know, during that period of time. One of the great stories about Summerall, his friend Mickey Mantle, who he actually played minor league baseball with in Oklahoma, of course, no less. He had his locker room at Yankee Stadium when he was actually a Giants player. Summerall, you know, was there for the historical beginnings of the NFL, and I think that many people think of him just as, you know, part of the John Madden crew for 22 years as they were in the booth together. And, you know,
talk to me about the voice. Was, you know, you mentioned coaching. He's got one of those voices, you hear it, and it's, you automatically say, wow, what a great radio voice. It just, was he a natural? Is it something that he developed over time? What do you know about the voice?
The interesting story about Pat Summerall is that when he was at the beginning of the broadcasting era of the NFL, you know, back in the 1960s, he actually went in for an audition against four other players, I guess former players, who wanted the job as well for CBS, and he ended up getting the job, actually. So Summerall, I think, was just, you know, a guy who, you know, of course, played college ball at the University of Arkansas, then ended up in the pros, and then, you know, after the pros, you find something to do, and he became one of these guys who just, you know, had the voice, as you would call it, and had the knowledge, and then, of course, you know, would be there alongside competing against Howard Cosell, who was with ABC, and Pat Summerall was with CBS, and actually they became very good friends over a period of time, and actually would take the train home most evenings at the competing sports network that they were out of for.
Recapping here, the death Pat Summerall is number 10, Battle Over the Budget is number 9, Price of Gold is number 8. Number 7 is the explosion at the fertilizer plant in Texas. Number 6 is North Korea. Number 5, the Audrey Pott case. D.C. Rice and Letters, number 4. Immigration reform, number 3. Gun legislation activities, number 2. And the Boston Marathon bombing, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered
word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.